Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Tamara L., and I want to thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals that airs every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, tonight's episode, we have Dwayne Hendricks, author of Supreme Science and Red Pill Alchemy, voicing from Atlanta, Georgia's jurisdiction, which is my native location, whom will discuss Red Pill Alchemy. Now, in the pill scene in the Matrix, let's just take you back. In the pill scene in the Matrix movie, Morpheus shows Neo two pills, a blue pill and a red pill. Now Morpheus gave Neo a choice. He said, you can take the blue pill, the story ends. You would wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. Now you take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. I'm trying to free your mind, Neo. Was given the choice of whether taking the red pill or the blue pill. Now, listeners, tonight, you don't have a choice because we're only giving out red pills. So let's tumble down that rabbit hole with Dwayne Hendricks as he unfolds what's behind, beneath, above, and around the red pill alchemy. Now, with that being said, go ahead and bring on Dwayne Hendricks. Good evening, Dwayne.
Peace.
Yeah,
how
thank
you, doing?
You for accepting. I'm wonderful. I just want to thank you for accepting the invitation to speak to the Nationals this evening.
It's an honor to be here. And it's an honor anytime we get the opportunity to talk about these things and spread the awareness and, you know, give out the information that's going to uplift our people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I see that you have authored two books now that I'm aware of that I've purchased. Now, you have Supreme Science Volume 1 and you have Red Pill Alchemy Volume 2. Now, I'm quite sure you have another one in the works as we speak. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah. Well, actually, my first book was a children's book called Ariel's Crown that basically was about my daughter and her transition from a private school in which it was basically African culture, and she went from a private school where everybody basically looked like her, all the kids had locks and everything else, and she went to a public school where it was only her and one other sister in her class. And she was being ridiculed and picked at, of course, being the new girl in school. And what ended up happening is I ended up empowering her because she was picked at about her hair. So that's why the book was called Ariel's Crown. And basically it was such a galvanizing moment for not only me and my daughter's relationship, but what she was able to accomplish at her school that I decided to write a book about it. And that was my first book. And then the second book is Supreme Science, Volume 1, Does the Matrix Really Exist? The third book was Red Pill Alchemy, Volume 1, Can We Beat the Matrix? And currently I am working on Red Pill Alchemy, Volume 2, How Do We Save the Babies?
Now I know that's going to be good.
Absolutely. It's going to be incredible because it's what we need in this day and time with all of the stuff that we see going on in the world with pedophilia and human trafficking and, you know, everything that's transpiring in the news media with the exposure to, you know, all of these different cases. Basically, I'm going to take people down the rabbit hole like I always do in my books and show how long it's been running rampant and how long it's been put in our face in different ways through symbolism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, in between time, I finished another children's book, and right now it's being illustrated. So when that book is done, it's going to be a book that's going to be coming out, and it's basically about a little boy. So the first book was about a little girl having a spiritual transformation, and the next children's book that'll be coming out is going to be about a little boy. So you'll be one of the first to know about it when it's completed.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to both of them. Red Pill Acne Volume 2, as well as the book. You know, the children book is so needed. It's so needed to unlock those minds. And the great thing that I love about children's book as well, no matter how old you think you are, you can go back and learn something by reading a children's book. So that's the beauty within that as well. Now, I know that you domicile at my natal location of Atlanta, Georgia jurisdiction. And I know you've traveled quite a bit throughout the land. And so are you back in the area? Are you back in the Atlanta area?
I'm in that G.A. Red Clay. Born and raised.
Okay,
Atlanta.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of controversy going on there.
I'm sorry?
I said, now, I know at this present time there's a lot of controversy going on around everywhere, but Atlanta is one of the center controversies that's going on with this case of the current modern-day lynching in the streets, you know. So we're going to pause that one, but first I want you to get into, now on Facebook, it jarred my memory how we met. Because you're on Facebook and you give these demonstrations where you show all the different connections regarding the rabbit hole. You take one down that rabbit hole, and at the end, oof, it's like you in there.
Right.
Now, you reposted that video today regarding Mother's Day and the human body connection.
Right.
And seeing that many have recently celebrated this most revered day of the year, can you just shed some light regarding that topic, Mother's Day and the connection to the human body?
And I still haven't watched the video, so if I don't say exactly what I said in the video that made you want me to talk about it, you're going to have to pardon me on that one. But when I do my videos, it's kind of like an organic thing. I never, really prep for my videos. I just go in on a topic and I just talk about all of the different things that flow through me, basically, to try to help our brothers and sisters realize, you know, how sacred the calendar really is and how it's connected to us. But what I will say is that usually when we look at a day like Mother's Day, we have to understand the significance of the connection to nature and how we're supposed to operate in accordance with nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I was thinking about when you said it, and I don't know if I said this in the other video, but Mother's Day usually happens in what month?
What's this, May?
May, right?
Yes.
Okay. Watch this. Who's the person that gets elected in the office to run a city or a town?
The mayor.
Mayor, right?
Yes.
And when we understand the significance and the we get into what is called Masonry. The Mason is Taurus, right? And in when we look at what's called astrotheology, and we understand what the Bible truly is, it's actually an astrological calendar. The Bible in itself the word holy comes from the word helios, the Greek word helios, which means sun, and then Bible comes from the Greek word bibelos, which means book. So a transliteration of Holy Bible is actually the sun's book. And the 2,160 year zodiac age that is attributed to Abraham in the Bible is actually Taurus. And when you look at Taurus or the May sun, you're looking at the connection to the planet Venus. Venus is known as the goddess of love.
Mm-hmm.
And Venus is a very celebrated family. A very celebrated planet. And all of these ancient cultures and different biblical stories, whenever there's a woman, a lot of times, you know, it's either attributed to the moon or Venus, you know. But in this particular instance, I just want to, give people some insight into certain things. So when we look at just in accordance with Venus and to show the connection and to go down that rabbit hole, when we look at Venus in ancient Khemerae, which is called Egypt or Kemet, mm-hmm. Venus is attributed to Het Heru, or the deity that the Greeks call Hathor. And in the ancient Egyptian culture, she's known as the goddess of love, fertility, and music. All right. When we look at the word Het Heru, right? When we look at the word Het, means house, right? So Het Heru actually means the house of Heru. That's why in the story they say that Het Heru nurtured Horus in her belly for 9 months, or in a cave. The correlation of caves in ancient cultures is usually attributed to the womb. So it's gonna get deep. So these different archetypal deities, a lot of times, that are attributed to the feminine principle, they are in correspondence with the woman's womb. And a lot of the male deities, for instance, Asar or Osiris or Heru or Men and other different deities are all attributed to the male genitalia. This is why the obelisk, or what's called the Benben or the Tekenu, is such a sacred monument that is used all over the world, because it's attributed to the phallus. You know, what they don't ever show is, like, when you see the Washington Monument, at the base of the Washington Monument, there's actually a vesica Pisces, which represents the womb. Mm-hmm. You know, and just to go off and just show some of the connections just in that regard, when we look at Washington, D.C., where the Washington Monument is, we have the House of Representatives of the United States, or H-O-R-U-S, Horus, right? Mm-hmm. We know that the Jesus story came from Heru, or what the Greeks call Horus, correct?
Correct.
So that's why the bordering states, D.C. is not a state, we know that, right? But the bordering states of D.C. are what? Virginia and Maryland, or the Virgin Maryland. You understand?
That's correct.
Right. So also, when we look at D.C., we have Senate, right? You with?
Trust me, I'm writing.
Okay, we have the Senate, right?
Yes.
And Senate or Senet is another word that was attributed to a woman in ancient Egypt, or sister It's a way to say, like we say in slang terminology, as melanated beings, we say, what's up, brother? What's up, sister? Right?
Right.
Sinet,
or sis,
yeah. Sinet, S-E-N-E-T, is another word, another way of saying woman. It's also the name of a game that was introduced in ancient Egypt that is where chess came from.
I was going to say that because I was in the museum and I took a picture of that and it says Sinet. And I was like, so when you were saying that, it brought back to my memory that.
Right. So just to show how these things coincide. So and also to show, to make sure we drive that point home, the Pentagon, the five-pointed star, is always a representative of the woman. Because the woman is what? The eastern star. When you see the eastern star, it's a five-pointed star.
That's correct.
Because the woman has the fifth point. That's why Allah, arm, leg, arm, head, refers to the woman. It can't refer to the man because the man has the 6 points. The five-pointed star always represented the woman, and the six-pointed star always represented the man, you know. But I know that was a segue, and it was a lot. But to go back into ancient Tamaray and the word het and how it is, house, het is, it corresponds with the womb. Hathor attributed to the physical womb, and Aset Isis is attributed to the spiritual womb, and that's why she, Aset Isis, is always shown wearing red because red is the color of the root chakra.
Yeah,
you know. So I think that was one. I think that was one of the things that I did say in that video. But
it is
okay. So het, right? Het is where the word hut comes from, and a hut is also a domicile or a house, a building that we walk into. Venus, venues. When we go inside a venue or we go inside an amphitheater or anything like that, I know you're well aware of, like, Poverty Point and things of that nature and how the amphitheaters were built. We used to build them in a circle. When we go back into ancient cultures, that's why the hut, the Masaba hut, is built in a circle. And it got into the European text that women weren't supposed to go in temples because these temples are actually built as the woman's body or as a womb of creation.
Okay.
Does
now
that make sense?
It makes sense because a lot of time, a lot of buildings that are erected that are called churches, they're designed in the fashion of the woman's womb. So that makes a lot of sense. Yes.
When you go into a church, that's why the doors open the way that they open, because that's symbolic of the woman's labia. And when you go in, usually there's a waiting room between the outside and the actual church itself, and that's the darkness of the womb. Hmm. And then when you go actually inside and you're walking down the aisle, that is symbolic of the woman's seminal vesicle or the birth canal. And when you get to the altar, the holiest of holies, that would be symbolic of the woman's uterus. The altar that we're supposed to worship at is the woman. The reason it's so important, the God on earth, altar, the Assyric Arabic word for God is A-L, just like it's E-L in Hebrew, right? Like we call ourselves El for Elohim, but in Arabic it's Allahum. It's the same thing. It's just they replace the E I mean, they replaced the A with an E in the language because Assyric Arabic is actually older than Hebrew. But when we look at it, all ter, T-E-R, is terra, which is another word for earth. That's where we get the word terrain when we refer to the ground, right? Altar, the god on terra or the god on earth, the altar is really the woman's womb. Because every soul that comes into this planet passes through the woman's womb.
That's correct. No other way to get here
that I know of. Right. Now, it's important for us to see the significance of this because what they did is flip the science on its head and they started building all of their structures and architecture as a square. And the square is symbolic of the man. The circle is always the woman. So when we see the square and compass in Freemasonry, and you see the compass, that's actually the deity Nut, or what's called Neith, the goddess of the heavens. And then Geb is the square, which is the deity of earth. That's what the square and compass really means. So if you ever seen Nut and she's bent over backwards and then they show the deity Geb, he's laying on his back, that's where they get the square and compass from. Do that make sense?
It's written down to look into and verify, but yeah.
Okay, right. So when you see the compass is what draws the circle because the compass is the woman.
True. Mm-hmm.
You understand? So
yes.
They made all of their structure as a square. And then when we get into what the Europeans did when they got all of our sciences, they say, oh, brother, I'm square with you. When you're a Freemason and they have a certain language that they communicate in. You dig what I'm saying? Like, most of my elders that would raise me, they were Freemasons. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that, you know, made me reject European Freemasonry once I started learning the things that I started learning about the ancestors and where the sciences really came from. So when we look at the church, the word church itself comes from the word cirque, C-I-R-Q-U-E, which is where we get the word circle from.
Mm-hmm.
Cirque de Soleil, right? Because the church is supposed to be a circle. That's why they tell you it's an assembly or a gathering of like souls, right? Or a congregation, right?
Right, together.
What do we say about the people we network? We say, this my circle. Or we say,
this
I got
my
a circle of friends.
Yes.
Right. You dig? So it's just like it's all of these things that we speak subconsciously and we're not even aware of how right and exact it really is. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, you're absolutely right about that because
right.
in the circle that I'm with the most, one of the most important things that is hammered down is the importance of language. Etymology, epistemology,
yes. Yes.
You know, the language,
right.
That's in our culture. The language is in our culture,
right.
The words and understanding that. So, yes, you have to be aware of the circle that you're around. Now, in Supreme Science, one of the things that came out the most to me was where you was talking about the Mummy movie. Now, in that book, you break down a lot of things. You go into the Gematria and nature, the different movies, the Freemasonry, the rituals,
yes.
The holy day rituals.
Uh-huh.
Now, the money
uh-huh.
stood out the most because you talked about the correlation
money.
Between the number 26, the deck of cards, and the biblical connection.
the number 26 is always a number that we have to be consciously aware of. That's why when they created the English language, they made 26 letters. So they added certain letters in. Like, for instance, we know about now, we know that Jesus, it wasn't no J, right? But
correct.
They added they added certain letters in so that they could make the language what they needed to make it to be able to really take us out of our sciences and take us out of what was sacred for us. That's the one of the biggest things that happened to us, that how they evoked the spelling, you know, they took us rituals, rite of passage. Mm-hmm. They took us out of our sciences by taking our language, right? So when we look at English, the word English is really Anglish, Angles, where you get the word angel from, right? And then to go back into the bull, the A-N-G, in Anglo-Saxon, angle, angel, A-N-G, it goes back to the bull, or Angus, right? Another name that they refer to, cows or cattle. And when we get into the Bible, you're talking about the two bulls, a sar and a set. So when you go into ancient cultures, you'll see at times that set is a cow deity with the bull horns with a moon or a lunar disc inside of her horns. And a sar is a bull, right? The Bible, or the two bulls, a sar and set. That's why the Bible starts with Adam and Eve, because that would represent the age of Gemini, the twins.
Okay. That makes sense, because I study astrology. That makes sense.
Right. And that's why, this is why some biblical scholars, they say, oh, the earth is 8,640 years, and then some say it's 6,480 years, because the ones who attributed the 8,640 years, they are talking about the fourth zodiac age that would be Adam and Eve, or the twins. But some biblical scholars, the ones that particularly lean towards Zionism and what the Jewish tradition that the fake Jews try to promote, they always talk about Abraham, because they say that their religion is the religion of Abraham, you know. And when you go into, for instance, when you go into ancient cultures, just to show you how it works, the bull deity, the father, Abraham is called the father of many nations. Well, when you go into the Hindu culture, Brahma, which is an anagram for Abram, which was the name of Abraham before he became Abraham, is a bull deity. And Abraham, or Abram's first wife, is Sarah. Brahma's wife is Saraswati. When you go into ancient Tamarite Egypt, you have Asar or Osiris, and you have Ptah, which are both father deities. And they are both symbolized at different times by, so if you remember in Supreme Science, that's why I explained that the bull's eye was attributed to Ptah or Ptah or Tar. And that's why the target logo for the store Target is a bull's eye. Right? And then in the Sumerian culture, the bull is Anu, right? And these all are deities that coincide with the brain, because Sarah Abram is cerebrum. Sarah Abram, cerebrum. You know, but to go into the number 26 and make sure I explain that, the number 26 is 13 plus 13. And when you look at what I was explaining in the book about numerology and what's called abjad, when you assign a numerical equation to every letter and you go A through Z, A being 1 and Z being 26, you get M, which is the midpoint of the English language, right? And that's why L, M, N is lumen, because Lumen is light. Luminary, Luminati, right? They tell you that the Luminati is the light bearer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when we see that M&M, what comes to mind? Mary Magdalene, right? M&M, Master Mason. If you remember in the book, I explained that the Bible is also a book that's coded in Freemasonry.
Yeah.
And what if you read Red Pill Alchemy, I did a whole correspondence of all of the different characters that are in film that are M&Ms.
Yes.
just an example, Mindy McCready, Madison the Mermaid, and that movie Splash, Michael Myers in Halloween, Mr. Miyagi and the Karate Kid, Ming the Merciless and Flash Gordon, Maverick Mitchell and Top Gun, Maxim Meridius and Gladiator, Marquise Matul in that movie, I can't think of the name of it right now. I'm just reading the list of the characters in the book. Merlin the Magician, Mad Max, Michael Michaels and Tootsie, Miss Mills in that film, The Other, Marty McFly from Back to the Future, Eminem. If you remember that movie, A Wrinkle in Time, the little girl's name was Meg Murray. You know,
yes.
This is all symbolism that they use. You understand? So that symbolism, 26, because 26 is the amount of years that's attributed to what's called an equinox, a solar precession. In all actuality, is 25,920 years, right? But it gets rounded up to 26 years so that people could see that the language, it goes through a 26,000 year cycle. And if you remember, that's why I said 2020 was the end. That was World War Z.
You did. I remember that broadcast.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why they doing all the fool stuff that they doing right now with all of the games that they playing and everything else, because we know their time is up and we know that it's really over for them. We now know that the narrative that they gave us throughout history as far as who the real indigenous people are, and we never was coming to this continent on slave ships, and the numbers that they was telling us, and all of these different things that we're now rejecting. We're rejecting their religion. We're rejecting their food, you know. So it's the end of their cycle. Their time is up, you know. So And understanding these sciences, it puts us in the space and time that we're supposed to be in.
Right. Now, what threw me the most is when you broke down the deck of cards and the spades, because I totally missed that one.
Right. Right.
So could you explain to the listeners about the deck of cards and the spades? Because that one took me. I had to read that like three times.
Yeah, so when you look at a deck of cards, you're looking at two solar precessions. You're looking at four sets of 13, right? And 13 plus 13 plus 13 plus 13 is 52.
Okay.
When we look at the I don't know specifically what I wrote, because I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the stuff that come through me in these books, I just channel it, and I actually have to go back and read my books a lot of times to remember what I wrote. But I do know that when we look at
Let me read this part.
Okay.
You said, do note that in a deck of cards, you have a suit called spades, which is a derogatory word used to describe melanins, Nubian, and Moors, There's even a game called Spades in which this suit trumps all others. Is this a coincidence or a coincidence?
Right. Okay, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, so they, you know, they, like, again, when I was just mentioning Tar Baby the other day on the live, Tar is the name of the original indigenous people that was called the Pygmy Tribe, where they get the concept from leprechauns from. They were also called the Anu people, you know. So they created, like we, like you said earlier, we know etymology now. So, like, for instance, when people get offended by the N-word, now that we know where it comes from, you know, it ain't no big deal to me.
Yeah, the blow is softened. It's softened the blow. Like when you learn a lot of the what a lot of the language is based in, and what a lot of the symbolism are derived from. Like, you no longer look at the what is that called? The Confederate flag. You no longer look at that with disgust. You just look at that as someone displaying the Galactic Cross. When you look at the swastika, now you laugh and be like, "Oh, they're a good being. They're not an all good being." Why do they care? So it's like it makes you chuckle and laugh. There's like a representation of what is not. Like, you are not that. You are not the children of the sun, moon, and stars. You are not the Galactic Cross. You are not the all good being. So why are you wearing those badges? So, you know, it makes you kind of chuckle and laugh, you know, when you see them now.
Right. Even when they say Aryan, right?
Oh, God,
Aryan comes from the word Aries. So that's why the Aryan race is the noble race, because what does noble really mean? Noob from black or Nubian, right? Noob El, the black god, the noble race. And that's why the Shriners, they call themselves nobles. And what do Shriners wear on their head?
The fez.
Come on now. And
the noble head, the noble headdress.
Right. And watch this though. You know what they call it when they go into the when they leave Freemasonry and they leave the Blue House and they go to become a Shriner? You know what they call it?
No.
They call it the Green House. And they call it the greenhouse because now they're going into the heart chakra, which is also attributed to love. And who did I say earlier is the goddess of love?
Venus.
And Venus is called the green planet.
Boy, we have to get in that hole. You know how some people say, "Oh, don't take me down the rabbit hole," you know, when there's an altercation, but we don't realize that you need to be taken down the rabbit hole. So tonight, listeners, you all getting the red pill experience.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Red pill gang over everything. So look, now to go back to Venus. Have you seen the film Hidden Figures?
Yes, I saw Hidden Figures. Yes.
That's why all of the women was wearing green throughout the film.
Didn't catch that. I can catch quite a few things, but I did not catch that.
Right. And when Taraji was going in and she was in the room with the military people and she was teaching and briefing the military people, they were showing the people as people in the army. They kept showing this army general and he had on green.
Okay.
The same symbolism in the Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
And Dorothy, watch this. Dorothy left the three winter months. That's why she was in black and white in the beginning. And when she landed, her house landed on the Wicked Witch of the East. the ruby slippers, because the ruby or the red is symbolic of the birth of the solar year, or Aries, or the Aryan. And
which
she was told to what? Go the solar new year. And that's why,
yes.
I look. What's odds backwards? What's odds backwards?
Oh my God. O-D-E.
Backwards.
Oh God.
Odds backwards is.
Oh,
Oz.
Oh,
Oz.
Oz. Okay. Okay. Oz. Oh, okay. Not odd. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oz. Okay.
Odd backwards is Zodiac.
Right, because every time you said Aries and Aryan, it just made me think about Aries being the first point within the zodiac wheel.
The solar new year. That's why. Yeah. That's why she's the neophyte. She's the mental child. They call Aries the infant son or the baby son. Right. That's why she acts so naive and gullible in the beginning of the film. But what was she told? Get on the yellow brick road, which is symbolic of the spinal column, and travel to the Emerald City. The Emerald City, green, is Venus, the goddess of love, but it's also Taurus, which is an earth sign, which is green. Right? And the heart chakra is green. Abraham is an earth sign.
Now, let me tell you what I noticed in the Wizard of Oz as well. Now, I noticed that when she arrived in Emerald City, and I, you know, it's the weirdest thing that I must be on this yellow brick road myself. Because I went back and there was an event called Message in a Movie, and I saw the movie again like two times after that. And I noticed that when she arrived in Emerald City is now at the point in the financial district of Manhattan, New York, where the Twin Towers used to be. I just so happened to look out my window of my hotel and said, wait a minute, that's spot,
right?
You know, brought some remembrance. I said, "Oh my goodness, that is the spot where they filmed The Wizard of Oz."
Right. Well. Okay. So look, what's in the financial district?
Gold.
What do you see on Wall Street?
Huh?
Don't you see a bull? Don't you see a bull on Wall Street?
I was about to say the bull. Yes. But I didn't want to be loud and wrong.
Right. Now think about it. Bull is attributed to Taurus, which is ruled by Venus.
Now get this. Now, did you catch the part when the Wiz, when he was discovered to be a fraud? And he was when he was explaining himself, he said, I come from the last refugee city. And when I looked up the refugee city, that is now what you call the New Jersey jurisdiction, in which the port of where the Statue of Liberty sits at. I said, oh, hold up now. They are playing too many games.
What color is the Statue of Liberty?
Exactly.
Let's keep going.
Red,
huh?
Right? Is it red?
No,
the
green.
Flames? Green. Okay, green, but the red flame got you.
Now watch this. What's wall backwards?
What's wall backwards? L-L-A-M?
L-L-A-W,
law.
Law, right?
Yeah.
Because the law in this country is the money.
Hmm.
Don't
show you right.
Don't they operate as a corporation in this ain't this a corporation that operates in commerce?
Absolutely. Federal Hall was the beginning of New York. Wait, please.
You got to let me finish. What color is the money?
Green.
Now, watch this. What other zodiac sign can you look at that's attributed to loss?
Libra,
right? Ma'at, law is Libra, right?
Yes.
Now, watch this. Libra is ruled by what planet?
Oh, now, you made my brain just twist, and I should know this because we have an astrology class going on right now.
Venus.
You're right.
Libra is ruled by Venus.
I should show you how it all ties in. Watch this now. Show you how this shit is connected.
Talked about the birth of the new year being what? Aries.
Aries. Mm-hmm.
And if you look on the zodiac, directly across from Libra is Aries. That's why they hide the truth and they lie. Rary or Libra, Airy, in a library.
Mm-hmm. Come on down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. You know,
you got
so
this
like,
red pill alchemy going. Now, Dwayne, we have like 12 minutes to go, and I definitely would like to know about this because, in the book Red Pill Alchemy, one thing that kind of broke my heart, my natal location is the Atlanta, Georgia jurisdiction area. And, in the book, it mentioned a lot of things about, let's talk about this last controversial topic. It mentioned some things about Martin Luther King, what is his name? Judge Joe Brown. And I'm not going to give it all away, listeners, because it's for you to go get the books, Supreme Science Volume 1, Red Pill Alchemy Volume 1 as well. So I'm not going to give it all away. You can go get the books yourself. Now, but what I like, then you made a correlation with the connection with the Lorraine Motel. So just give a little tidbit regarding those three, that rabbit hole effect right there.
As far as what really happened to MLK?
Yes.
Okay. Jesse Jackson and a man named O.Z. Evers that was supposed to be MLK's people and another man named Reverend Billy Cowles was all on government payroll already. And basically, they were reporting back to the FBI on a day-to-day basis, and they basically were there to make sure that Martin Luther King never made it out of Memphis because he was actually getting ready to march on Washington again, and what people didn't know is that he was getting ready to run for president in 1972 with a man named Dr. Benjamin Spock. That's why Dr. Spock was the extraterrestrial alien Vulcan or whatever on their show, Star Trek. But he was getting ready to run for president in 1972. And, MLK had started changing his stance, and what people need to understand is that MLK was actually selected by the Rockefeller family to usurp what the real civil rights movement was supposed to be. And the real civil rights movement was actually starting in the Mississippi Delta with Fannie Lou Hamer and Mega Evers. So, and this is information that's going to be in my next book, so I don't want to give it all away. But the whole deal with the bus boycott and Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King knew each other from college. And basically, that was all a setup to make people choose
MLK as their leader. So they gave MLK this huge platform. It's the same thing that happens right now today where you see all of these people that are supposed to be quote-unquote for our people, and they have these huge platforms and they come from out of nowhere. We don't see them operating in the community for years and establishing themselves on a grassroots level when all of a sudden they're just ultra-popular.
It's like, bam.
You know, it's the same. Right. It's the same premise. And what ends up happening is they end up teaching our people all these wrong things that take our people out of the direction that they should be going in, you know. And also, they're always the one that will speak against people like the Prophet Noble Drew Ali or Dr. Malachi York or Marcus Garvey and all of these people that we know actually were really divinely appointed for a specific time to teach us the things that we needed to do to be able to move forward as a people. They always attack those people, if you notice.
Absolutely.
You know. But
like you put on here, Justice Lennon. You had put like in your book, Red Pill Alchemy, you put Justice Lennon misdirected the Russian people and Jesse Jackson and others misdirected the civil rights movement. So all of it is an orchestrated lie.
Right, right. And the whole thing that I was making the correlation for people to understand is that all of these things are controlled by the Zionists, or what you would call the globalists, or what people call the cabal now. In Russia, what happened was Tsar Nicholas II was usurped as the monarch of Russia so that they could destabilize that region of the world. And how they did it through the writings of Karl Marx, who basically were writing these, what they call now the Communist Manifesto. And what people didn't know is that Vladimir Lenin was half Jewish, just like Adolf Hitler was half Jewish. You know.
Okay.
And they created these false narratives throughout time by making people think that whatever narrative that they create is something that's going to be beneficial to the people. It, you know, we see it right now with what's taking place in the world with how they tried to push this whole vaccine agenda and creating this fake virus and everything else that they've done.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
The game don't change, you know, it's just that now the jig is up.
That's right. The plandemic is not going to stick.
Right. We see through the lies, and now it's like, it's no reason for a person to be oblivious to these things, you know, because all of the information is becoming readily available. As soon as they do something in the media or as soon as a bill gets passed or whatever the case may be, there's people who are out there that's creating a petition, that's raising the awareness of what's really going on. And because we have social media now, there's no way that they can stop the voices of truth from being recognized from the people who are actually seeking the truth. You know.
Right. And this evening, you've been given a red pill. So in the morning, you no longer have a choice. You will not be able to wake up in the morning and stay in Wonderland. You will not be able to stay there. You have been given a red pill, listeners. So you're going to continue to go down the rabbit hole. Now, we have our last 5 minutes. Let our listeners know. About the Red Pill Gang, how they can purchase your book, and definitely before you close out, you got to give them the closer.
My books are on Amazon, you know, and I'm under my name, Dwayne Hendrix, DEWAYNE Hendrix, HENDRIX, just like Jimmy. That's my family, so I'm going to close it by talking about that. How about that? But I can also be found on Facebook at Supreme Science, and that's two words, S-U-P-R-E-M-E, and then science, My website is 99.com, and the name of the Facebook group is hashtag Red Pill Gang, all one word. My IG or Instagram is Red Pill Gang 99. So anybody who is interested in getting the books or whatever, they could contact me on any of those platforms and just send me a message and I'll direct them on where they could get the books. And if they go to any of those that I just named, they'll see all of the other and all the videos I upload or whatever. I always include all of my social media tags so people could find me there. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So in closing, you know, I'll encourage everybody to get the books. And one of the things that I was very passionate about in writing Red Pill Alchemy, outside of the thing about MLK, and I really didn't get to talk about Judge Joe Brown, but the reason why the world knows that MLK was killed by the government was really because of Judge Joe Brown. He kept,
yes.
When the attorney, Dr. William Pepper, was trying to get a trial for James Earl Ray, the person who they framed for killing MLK, Judge Joe Brown kept the proceedings in his court before he made a ruling on them, because he knew if he made a ruling on them and it got passed up to a higher court, that they were just going to suppress the truth. So he wanted to make sure before he made the ruling that all of the actual information, the statements that were given by witnesses and people who were aware of the conspiracy to kill MLK came out. And actually the most damning testimony came from a man named Russell Atkins. His son, Russell Atkins, was the Klan member, and basically he was the main orchestrator of the MLK assassination in Memphis. And basically they had it set up to make sure that MLK went to a specific hospital. MLK was actually suffocated in the hospital by a doctor who was a Klansman named Dr. Breen Bland.
I'm going to stop you right there, because guess what? We're almost out of time, and what I would like to do, I would definitely would like for you to come back, but first I would like
absolutely.
To thank everyone for tuning in to State of the Nationals, and please continue to join us every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, United Republic of Morocco. And like you said, I would like to reach out to you so we can continue this next week if you're available. We can go back. We can go more into the rabbit hole even more. So we'll just get together and see.
Whenever.
Okay.
Whenever.
All right. So I'll reach out to you.
You just got to spell my name right on the fly this time.
I got you. Once again, listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you would like to also be a guest on State of the Nationals, you can email me at UnitedRepublicOfMorocco@protonmail.com with talk show in the subject line. So have a good evening, and we're going to continue with Red Pill Alchemy once again. Good evening. Thank you again, Dwayne.
Peace.